want to do on the video?
Well, I'm going to ask if we could make take a few minutes and maybe make some videotape of her face with those facial expressions.
Joe Field can make real good faces.
For what?
You know, when he wants on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll go in there and say.
All right. Okay, if we do it for the videotape, everybody wait a few minutes.
Itna ukhagala kami ni sikun pikselekto lang ka. Tumbakuki itna ukhati nila lak nubo.
No, you take them.
Pikselekto lak nubo kanuk ukhati yu ne taksino.
All right, now, Joe, you're going to make an expression of what? Show me, and then we'll do it for the videotape. Asking him to
come out.
Coming over. Walk over.
All right.
Without talking.
Huh?
Without talking.
Okay.
Coming over.
Mm-hmm. And if they say yes, what do they do? And if they say no, what do they do?
The shutting of the eye and the wrinkling of the nose is no.
Okay. What else did we say? Is it big now? Is the lot the thing and it's correct coming productive? Yes.
Okay, on camera. Keep your eyes. Have them come over. Okay, got it.
Okay,
thanks, Joe. That's great.
Okay, somebody take over.
Elwood, you were doing a real good job of illustrating the hand movement.
Motion.
Come over here. All right. Turn around and.
Mom knocked after it, not Louis.
He's calling, motioning. Somebody's over there. Now, go around and come around behind me. Over there. Now, show us a big seal. A big oog group.
Start over here.
Wait a minute. Ed didn't quite get it. Well, that's. Wait a minute. Okay. Hello. No. Stay there. Over there.
That means quietly.
Big ooh group.
Uh-huh.
Over there. Quietly. Come. Now, do go around behind me. Big ooh group. Now, do a little seal. One.
Did you get that part for go this direction?
No, we did not. Now we need this motion of going in this direction and then turning.
Damna or the coat in the habit thing it in the
rough.
Going around. Big ooh group. Very good, Elwood. Now, we still need this one, where you're walking, and then you're going to turn and go that way.
Yeah. Do a quick turn.
Okay.
Tenya, can you move?
Now, what's that mean?
You go around the niggerhead.
Go around the niggerhead.
Yeah, the rough.
Very good. That's good.
sürtüleniyor, o kodu bile kısalım. What other? Yakura. You saw you going up to the street. Yakura to the street. There's one thing when they're trying to get somebody mad, you know, and they make faces.
Oh, there, no, there. We gotta have that.
Yeah, that's an insult. That's an insult to you. So. See, that's the way you look, see?
That's getting to be bad.
That's when they're having fun and trying to make each other laugh, you know? Or an insult, see?
Clown. Can you do it Cela Wick style?
Same
way.
Why
don't they do it at each other?
Yeah, why doesn't one do it at each other? You do it to him.
See, he's trying to get that guy mad, and he did get mad. You know, he said he's going to hit him.
Now, don't ladies ever get mad at each other? Pull hair?
Let me tell them for a minute for that. There's a game that they play when they're trying to get each other to smile or to laugh, you know, that they call muck. And she said there's a song that they sing before they start to get them to laugh.
Good.
And there's usually two sides.
Two teams.
This team trying to get that team to laugh.
Can we get six women?
Okay.
Can we line up and do it?
The object of the game is to be silent. Even if you're laughing at what they're doing, it's to make laugh with no noise. And the person who first makes the noise is a loser, you know? Or do they have to have a turn? Ah, tali ta, ha, pikup tali ta, When you're hunting seal or something?
No. Sneaking slowly.
Elwood is sneaking slowly up on game. He only walks when the muskrat chews, the seal chews. Then he stops. Very good.
Oh, well, what's he mean?
need a good snake.
You need also for them to get their ovum ready. You know, their scratches when they're off hunting seal.
Mm-hmm.
Their scratches.
Mm-hmm.
That they make when they're hunting seal, so they could fumble, crawl, and make those noises. You know.
Yeah.
Who did that
the other night? Oh, we're going
to the next one. We're going
Elwood is demonstrating using seal claws to scratch on the ice. Bring the seal claws.
He says if you keep coming over and use the same positions, eventually the seal gets familiar with the positions that you're taking, and so after a while he doesn't even lift his head anymore. And if you hold that thing in a certain way and scratch, your elbow goes up. So there's a certain way that you hold it under here and scratch, so as not to make the obvious motion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
May please feel
that
another seal come
to
him.
Yeah, usually they're dressed in white too, like snow, you know.
And
Uruk too.
Uruk the same way.
They get close to the Uruk or the seal in the same way until they're close enough to put a bullet.
Sometimes they make three and they do that.
got them on camera. I know it's hard to do unless you rehearse it.
Go in front of me on Saturday.
March 15.
Do what needs to go to each place and stay overnight there with. So when I went back, after we had our supper, he said, today, these big herders, big reindeer herders, they see us down because we didn't have much reindeer life. And a few years from now, all these reindeer are going to be gone. There'll be only few left in this area. And after that, caribou will come back. There'll be a lot of caribou right on the coast here. Everybody will have. And they'll be staying here for a while. And after they stay for a while, they're going to start to just disappear. And he said, when they disappear, he don't think they will come back again. And then the people will be starting hungry. And he said, out in the States, those people that grow gardens, he said, someday those gardens will never grow again. And that's the time everybody's going to suffer. That's what he said. And those two words, what he told me, they come true. Reindeer is gone in this area and caribou come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the caribou gone, he think they will never come back. He think they'd be gone for good. And then all the garden in the state, they'll be growing up pretty soon, they never grow anymore. That's where the starvation will be started. But he said, but the family that stays in the creek, they'll be finding some food for their family when they were living in the Christian life. The person that they were prayed to will give them enough meals to support them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. I know how those things are going to come.
It's a pretty interesting prediction.
Yeah.
There are a lot of problems elsewhere
in the world. Nobody knows it's where he gets the words, but everything comes through, reindeer gone, caribou come back. Before this was happening, he told me about it. So I spread it out to the people so they can hear it. I don't want to keep it up myself.
Nope. Chester was saying something about that too the other day, that bad times could come. And that's why it's important that young people learn how to survive. Isn't that right? It's possible. They want you to sing it again, Paul.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't get it.
I'm over here recording.
I have water first before I sing.
All right. I'll tell you what, I'll stop and have a cup of coffee, too. Anybody else want some coffee? Yeah, me too.
Lady Pumek, Anigoma. The words in that song is that my brother Saul, Mr. McGuire, he was dragged in by the sled there on the snow, on the side of his sled, from his side. We did drag him along. And he said, he saw Mr. Seal was laying on his back, he held the line of a reindeer he was dragging from his back. And he said, but Mr. Reed, school teacher in Kivalina, he had good driving, he'd get in the sled and start off and go around the post and come back. The name of that deer, sled deer he used is Lazy Bone.
Lazy Bone.
That's a government sled deer.
That's pretty good.
And the one that wins the Wind Day first song was made by the Windride Men. I'm going to sing it again. That one.
Let me see if I can recall that man. Windride. I heard about that. Something like. That's the song that wins the Eskimo Reindeer first song. That song wins. For the Eskimo contest for making the song, Eskimo song, and this is the one that won the prize at that time.
You know what the words are?
Eskimo words?
English words? Translation?
Bad language. Along with.
He said this song he was going to make for Reindeer Fair song. So he said he's going to name Mr. Seal in the song because he was the head of a reindeer herder. Then later on he said we got to be thanked for this reindeer that was given to us by the government. Because they use them for clothing and use them for meat and they even pull the sled themselves. So we got to be proud of those things, what the government has done for us. That's the word in that song.
Thank you, Paul. Let me ask, wasn't the period of the reindeer really a pretty good time for everybody? Not such hard work or something. Is that right, you think?
You know, in the summertime, we used to put the fawn skin in the summertime.
When the skin is just right.
When their hair is just right. We butcher them. We eat meat and dry it up the skin and use it for parts in wintertime.
Inside parts.
Inside parts.
Yeah, something.
And you were saying you can
make
the fox skin also for going out on the ice.
Yeah,
you're
make it
like
trimming. It's just white. From winter, it is white. Spotted.
Like Mabel Brown has a reindeer parka.
Uh-huh.
That's a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm.
In wintertime, when we hunt in the land where I was raised in Kivalina, we use muffler like she had. Fur bottom, skin bottom, and legs. And out in the ocean, on the salt water ice, we never use them kind of a muffler. They get wet quick
mm-hmm.
in the salt water. We use hard bottom, oogle skin for the soul. They never let us allow to use those kind of a muffler on the salt water. They get wet in no time.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's reindeer bottom, isn't it?
Reindeer bottom, or caribou bottom now.
Mm-hmm.
And we use reindeer socks and put it over it. We always close up for cool weather. And then one fellow there in Kivalina, he used to be drift out on the Arctic Ocean. He lives 10 miles above the Kivalina village with his family and some other family. So sometime when he went out hunting, he tried to get a seal, you know, for the food. And while he was out there, way out, an ice break off on the back of him. So he drifted out, he couldn't go across. In the first trip out he was told by the old folks ahead of the time not to travel, you know, those three stars up and three little stars down
uh-huh.
the one I draw. He started down that way. And he tried to be close to the lead. So he said to damp the open water is just like rain on the other side. So when the things come up, it turns into wet. And you get on him. So he start off towards, and when it get dark, he make a little snow house. He make a little snow house, and he crawl in there and sleep at night. So he tried to lay down on the snow because he had a lot of heavy party. Pretty soon he started getting weak. So he said, I better not lay down anymore. And every time when he came from there on, he'd use his mitten, put it under his butt, and use it for the seat. So he'd just sit down and sleep. So he drank and never changed anymore. So he was landed across and stuff, I mean, this website, he could tell that beach. And in those days, these people was a danger from other villages, you know, because he was all alone and he said they might kill him, you know, in those days. So when he found out that was this website, he started back up on the ocean. So he landed at between here and Kivalina on the bluff. So when he landed there on the beach, there was the eagle. He saw it not very far from there. So he get on the land and take that cold water out of his foot. Never, he don't want to travel on the ice anymore. He want to be on the beach. So after he start out from there, his muscles froze up. And they break off. It was froze real hard already. He said what he should do is to keep going on the ice till he gets close to that place. So he takes his college parking outside, would take some part of it from the bottom of his foot and wrapped his foot with that. So he gets to that family, he sees the people coming and coming out from the eagle, but they never notice him. So he said, I always heard that every time when the person stripped out, when he come back, they couldn't see it. So there was the dump. They dumped the slop bucket on the front of their eagle. So he took his rifle out, laying down, he rolling that dump down. After he rolled down to the bottom, he get up and try to go up, here's the person coming out. So this person noticed him right away. Before the people coming out, right, so he was standing there just about you, they never noticed him. So this time they noticed him after he rolled down on the dump. So they told him, come inside quick, they told him. They heard about him, you know, he was just out. And they stay there till he gets transplanted. So that man's wife make him a muckluck, new muckluck, so he could have when he was gone. So he always told us, but the next time, second time when he was stripped out, when he noticed that he was stripped out, he never tried to stay close to the leaf, he just started right out. Till he found the old ice with the snow in it. So he made a little snow house in that place, and stay there till the winter gets clear. So after it gets clear, he always go home close to his place. So that's how he always tell us. So he always told us to tell the youngster if they drift out, don't try to stay close to the leaf. Just start right out till they find the old ice and make a camp there.
Now, let me ask. We talked about snow houses, a little bit. But how do you make a snow house? Do you cut blocks of ice like they do in the Eastern Arctic, or do they just scoop up snow?
Like they come. Speaking of houses, I used that snow house myself, and I'm going to make it so you can see it from the front. This snow house, you open from the top. And you put the first box down, and then you put the first box 1 or 2 feet down. Stick it down on the hard snow. And you took the box of snow and lay it like this. Take the whole knife about this long, and keep it between here till they get together.
Mm-hmm.
So no air, no air will come in. And the next layer on top of that, you put them in about, if you want to make a high house, high igloo, you put them about 1 inch. And if you want to put it lower, you put them about not going to be in. And then you lay these on top of this rock, the part of it will come here too, see? And put it on, you do like that. Getting smaller. And every time when you lay the next one on top of them, put it in about 1 or 2 inches. And then put part of it up here. see, come out of this, so it doesn't fall in. And then, Claire, you'll get the same thing over here. When you put a bog in, you got to put the end of the old snow right between the snow hit on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep the same thing over here and do the same thing. Put it right in the middle of those, the snow bog.
Mm-hmm.
This is the snow as you're looking from the top. And then you take one block of snow and put it on top, right here, plug it up. After you plug it up, you went outside, you take your long knife and keep this little groove outside. Stick it out and make it round. After you make it round, there it is. And after you had that snow house made, and you've got to take any side of that place, when the wind coming from this side, you've got to put the door here.
Opposite to the wind.
Opposite to the wind. And then you cut that hole out. That you've got to come right between one of these things here like this.
Mm-hmm.
For the door. And then after you have that snow house built, you go inside at this snow house, you take a long rod and punch it right in the middle. Open it up. Small rod up on top. So you have the air inside of the igloo. Otherwise, this igloo snow house will have no air inside. And then you take the willows. And you take the willows and put it on the floor for the muckluck won't get wet. After you've done that, you take reindeer skin for that door, covers it up. And after that, we used to have a Swedish stove or a camp stove, and when we go in there, we light that camp stove, light it up, do a lot of heat in there. We even take our party off, just like we're inside. And the snow was melting inside, but it never leaked. The snow stuck that. The one was soft, they stuck it. It was ready to drip. But we never went out to get some snow to melt. We always get from inside of this thing and from the side, from where we dig down about 2 feet like this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And right here we lay this down. And we always get snow from here, from the bottom for our drink.
Mm-hmm. For it's bubbling a little bit.
Yeah. And then, first place I went up with the William Penn to feed up. We went up with the reindeer came for trapping. We was the herders. And then I just took my sled cover, I took stubble, and the saw, and that big knife with me. And we traveled a whole day with the sled deer. I used 2 deer, and he used 1 deer. And after we camped, we tied up our sled deer on the knee-head. When we come back to our sled, he sit down on his sled. And he had his hands on his forehead like this. And I walk up to him, I said to him, "Partner, what you worried about?" I said to him. He said, "I worry about how we gonna sleep tonight. We got no tent. How we gonna sleep? We gonna sleep in the open air. If we try to go home after we travel a whole day, we'll be home in the morning." And I said to him, "Partner, did your folks ever tell you how to build a snow house?" He said, "No." They never taught it. But I was taught how to build the snow house. And I told them, let's dig down on that snow, hard snow down,